Hey guys, and welcome back to College
Girl
Weekly. I should have let that go first. But hey guys, welcome back to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline. And today, our episode is slightly Valentine's Day related, not 100%. But it is going to be about why it is pointless and unnecessary to date or have a relationship in college. Now, when I say date, I mean like a serious dating, not like I go on one date every month with a different person. But serious dating, like serial dating, literally. And So, of course, everyone has their own opinion on this issue. So I would like to state on the record that this is College Girl Weekly's opinion. And you by no means have to agree, but I felt like since Valentine's Day is coming up this Sunday, it would be a perfect time to talk about why I don't date in college and why I really think that it is almost, I don't want to say stupid because that's a really strong word, but it is unnecessary and not beneficial to date in college, I feel. So Cupid has been attacking us since we were born, literally. So most of the time, you know, you hear parents go, oh, look, he has a girlfriend at that little baby who's only like 2 months old, the other little baby who's a girl. Like, it's so ridiculous. So it's expected that people have relationships. And a lot of people have relationships in, like, elementary school, which is usually just hand-holding and toy-sharing and stuff like that. And then as the children get older, their relationships progress. Now, speaking as somebody who doesn't have relationships, I can't really talk much on that. But I know a lot of people who maybe that's not necessarily beneficial, and maybe you should wait until after college to start dating, you know? I don't want to propose the idea that you don't have any relationships, but I would say that you just, I don't know, shouldn't engage in such a strong manner, perhaps. That's a good way to put it. I'm not sure. So everybody knows that you could have glided right along in high school and just gotten good grades and whatever. I know I did. I was friends with all my teachers, and so I got a lot of good grades. But in college and a lot more in the real world, which I don't necessarily believe college is the real world, but in the real world and in college, your professors and your bosses are not going to be as willing to give out good grades. Yes, they're going to be a lot more relaxed when it comes to coming to class and whatever, but when it comes to grades and your work performance, they have very high expectations for you because you are at a point in your life when you can give high results. So that's why they're expecting that, obviously. That's relationships are just their work, their money, their time, their stress. So, yeah, that is what this podcast is all about today. But right now we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I'm going to give you some actual reasons why I believe this.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When hurricane winds are gusting? When floodwaters reach your door? Or a blizzard blocks all the roads? Or is the best time perhaps today, during a disaster? You may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, we're back. So as I mentioned before the break, this podcast is all about dating in college and why I don't believe that it is necessary. So this list that I'm about to read to you of reasons why I feel it's not necessary, and I have actual reasons behind all of these things, has been compiled by me and a couple of my friends, Lucy and Linda, over dinner one night. And so I feel like these are all very relatable. We all came up with them together. They're things that some of us have actually experienced. So get ready. Okay, so relationships are taxing. What I mean by that is you have to constantly worry about what about somebody else's needs over and above your own. It's stressful. You know what I mean? College is stressful enough without having to worry about what your significant other is doing or if they're 100% happy with you or if they're angry or whatever. That's not something you want to have to worry about when you have a paper due the next night. So dates and even nights in get really expensive, which is why another reason why you shouldn't be dating in college. Most people in college have no money. I know I have no money. So to try and go on a date off campus would be time-consuming. It would be expensive depending on where you go. Even just to go out to dinner is, like, more expensive than I have the funds for. And going to the movies, even the movies is really expensive depending on where you're from. I know where I go to college, the movie tickets are a lot cheaper than where I actually live full time, but it's still expensive either way. It's money out of your pocket that you're spending on somebody else, and why do that when you don't have very much money to begin with? So even to stay in, it's really expensive. You either have to rent a movie or buy some snacks or drinks or whatever, and the money builds up, and the time builds up too. Like, there isn't a lot of time to do your homework if you're constantly going on dates or hanging out with your significant other. Oh, my goodness, my word, they're not working today. So college is a time to make decisions. So you don't want those decisions impaired by your significant other. This is the only time in your life when you can be selfish in your decision-making, like where you want to live when you get out of college or what kind of job you want to do or what your major is or what classes you want to take. There are so many decisions to make during college, and you really don't want those decisions to be impaired by the idea that you have to be with somebody else even after college, and you don't want them to think that just because you're making a decision that doesn't involve them doesn't mean that you don't care about them. There's just so many waters you have to tread to be in a relationship. Whether you notice or not, your decisions are going to be influenced by them, and that's just not worth it. It really isn't. So spending time with your significant other is going to rank higher than doing your work, which, like I mentioned before, is not beneficial for your grades. You have a lot of work in college, and especially if you have a part-time job or a full-time job, it gets really you're going to come home from work or class, or you're going to have a huge homework assignment that you just finished, and this friend's going to be like, well, why didn't you text me? You know, all that. So it's like, it's just not worth it. So now we're going to listen to a song, which I felt was appropriate for the podcast. It's by Muddy Magnolias, and it's called American Woman. So enjoy, guys. Do I look like the stepping stone?
American woman.
Okay, guys, so that was American Woman by Muddy Magnolias. All of their links are in the description for this episode, so please go check them out. They're awesome. So before the break, we were talking about all the reasons why you shouldn't date in college, and we're going to continue talking about that. So let's just get right into it. So not dating in college is one less thing you have to worry about. So instead of trying to figure out if they're cheating on you or if or why they can't come over on Friday or why they're hanging out with that other guy or girl or whatever, instead of doing that, you can worry about your own self and what you want to do on Friday and what work you have to get done and all that. So not only is it less things to worry about for you, but it's also more fun for all of your other friends because going out is way more fun when you're single. Instead of, there's no one to check in with you and nobody wants to go out with that friend who's in a relationship because then it feels like you're third wheeling or even you're fifth wheeling or whatever. And it's not fun. The person who's in a relationship always has to worry like, oh, well, no, I can only have one drink or like, no, I have to get back by 10 because blah, blah, blah doesn't want me here later than that. Like, that's ridiculous. Come on. So being single is a time where you get to go out with your friends and have fun. And that's what college is about, too. College is about making friendships that last. You can't make friendships that last if you're consistently with your significant other. That's not how that works. On top of that, this being college, is the time to fall in love with yourself. So you should learn about what you like and what you dislike and what your opinions are of things, where you want to go in life, whatever. Don't let those opinions and those likes and dislikes be ruined. That's not the word I want. But don't let those be hindered by your significant other, which is why I suggest you just don't date. Why do you need to? It's 4 years of your life, and then after that you're going to be free, and you're going to be working, and you're going to be stressed out for the rest of your life. Why not take these 4 years where things are serious, but they're not so serious, to just be free of all of that? So you're learning how to deal with things. You're learning how to be on your own and to spend your own money and how to, you know, keep your finances nice. You don't want to be dependent on your significant other and then they break up with you or something happens and then you need them, and that's just stupid. You don't want to need anything. Need yourself. You yourself can take care of yourself. You don't need anybody else to help you with that. So you need to learn what else is out there, too. If you've been dating somebody since high school, then you don't really know what else is out there because you've been with the same person forever. College is the time to experiment with things and to just learn what else is out there. This includes emotionally what else is out there, physically, politically. You want to know your own views so that this way when you meet somebody later in your life, you're not bombarded with all these, you know, thoughts that, oh, maybe these aren't actually my views. Maybe I don't actually think this. Maybe it was just who I was dating. That's stupid. You don't want to feel like that later. So you want to know what your own views are. And not dating in college gives you much more time to spend with other people, like your friends from college and your family. When you go home for breaks, your breaks aren't consumed by your significant other. They're about your family and your friends and actually getting caught up on what's happening at home and not just what's happening in your significant other's life. So that is all of the facts I have for you about that, all the reasons why I feel they're not facts, they're opinions. All the reasons why I feel you shouldn't date in college. Now, because it is Valentine's Day coming up, I do want to give everybody a little bit of pointers about how to stay safe when going out on Valentine's Day. Don't accept a drink from anybody you don't know. If somebody offers to buy you a drink at a bar, tell directly the bartender what you want. Watch them make it. Take it from the bartender. Don't ever let your drink exchange hands with somebody you don't know. Keep your cup covered, preferably drink something out of a bottle where it is easier. You could just hold it by the neck of the bottle and put your thumb over the top. Nobody's slipping anything in that way. Have fun with everybody. Don't go home with somebody who you don't know all the normal stuff. Keep your head turned on, you know? Keep your head turned on. That's what my dad always used to say to me. So do it. Make sure you do it. It's very smart advice. Keep your head turned on. Watch out around you. Watch out for other people. If you see somebody who is 100% shit-faced and this guy is trying to take them home, make sure you go ask her directly, are you okay? Do you need help? To pull her aside. Don't let it be that he is influencing her at all. Look out for one another. You know, that is the whole point of being a woman, is that we all stick up for each other. We all look out for each other. So keep that in mind when you go out this weekend, single or not single. It doesn't matter. Everybody should always be looking out for each other. So with that in mind, please, if you wanted to, I'm always looking out for you. If you wanted to help me out, we are always looking for music to play on the podcast. So if you have any and you want us to play it for you, please, please, please email it to us. Our email is college.girl.weekly@gmail.com. We have plenty of social media links that you can access us on. We have our own website, which is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. We have a Facebook, /collegegirlweekly, Instagram, college.girl.weekly, Twitter, @collegegirlweek. Our Tumblr is the same as our webpage. All of these links are in the episode description. We do have a SoundCloud, and we also have a Blog Talk for whichever place you're not listening to this on. If you'd like to access us at any time, please go to our website. We do have an email link where you can send in comments, concerns, ideas for future episodes. We love hearing about all of it. Stay tuned for next week, and have a good Valentine's Day. Bye, guys.